Each Tuesday morning, we check in with our friends at PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking service at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined again this morning by reporter Sean Gorman. Sean, we have three items today, items that have appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column in recent days. First of all, a comment made in an interview recently by Governor Bob McDonnell about one of the most contentious bills taken up by the 2012 General Assembly session. That was the bill requiring women seeking abortions to obtain an ultrasound. At his recommendation, the original bill was amended to require a less invasive procedure than in the original language. And in his interview later on, he said the bill was supported by both Republicans and Democrats. You checked the facts, and what did you find?
Well, we went to the voting records to see if the bill really did pass with bipartisan support. Now, the amended measure requiring non-invasive ultrasounds passed the House by a vote of 61 to 35 on March 1st. Now, Republicans voted 59 to 4 in favor of the bill, while Democrats voted against it by a 31 to 1 margin. In the Senate, it passed by a 29 to 19 vote on February 28th, with Republicans voting in favor of it by a 19 to 1 margin. Democrats voted 18 to 2 against it. So just two Democrats in the Senate and one in the House voted for the measure. Does that really qualify as bipartisan support? Now, Tucker Martin, McDonnell's spokesman, pointed to the vote in the Senate, saying that the measure would not have survived if it were not for the vote of one of the two Democrats who backed it. And if there had been a tie vote in the Senate, it would have been passed because Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling supported it. And it is true that it would not have survived if not for the vote of one of the two Democrats who backed it. But it's a stretch to say that the legislation had bipartisan backing when, in fact, 49 of 52 Democrats in the General Assembly voted against it. So while technically accurate, McDonnell's statement leaves a faulty impression. So we rate it half true.
Half true on the truth-o-meter. All right. You also wrote in recent days about a statement that under President Obama, domestic oil production is at an 8-year high. That was put out by supporters of his presidential campaign, I believe. What are the facts on that?
Well, figures from the Energy Information Administration show nearly 2.1 billion barrels of crude oil were extracted in the U.S. in 2003, and that fell to just shy of 2 billion barrels in 2004 and then down to 1.8 billion by 2008. It then rose back to nearly 2.1 billion barrels in 2011. And so the data does show domestic oil production in 2011. What is that at its highest level in 8 years? But the increase was not particularly dramatic. The question is, does Obama deserved credit for the rise in production? Federal lands, which the president controls, produced 31.8% of domestic oil last year, and that's just below the 9-year average of 33.4%, according to the Energy Information Administration. And the increase in production last year came from state and privately owned lands, which yielded almost 150 million barrels more than in 2010. Now, in contrast, 2011 production on federal lands dropped by 83 million from a 9-year high mark achieved in 2010. So the Obama commercial is accurate and saying domestic oil production is at its highest level in 8 years, but it overstates the administration's role in achieving those results. Much of the increase has come from state and private lands that the president doesn't control. So we rate the statement mostly true.
You also have an ad watch at PolitiFact Virginia and your counterparts in other states. The oil industry group American Energy Alliance has released an ad in Virginia and other states blaming Obama and his administration for the high gasoline prices. What did you find out when you checked into that?
Yeah, the American Energy Alliance, that's a conservative group, has released this ad in Virginia recently. That makes a number of claims regarding energy. It basically takes aim at President Barack Obama and rising gas prices. Now, the ad says, quote, "Since Obama became president, gas prices have nearly doubled." Now, the price of gas has actually more than doubled, but PolitiFact has noted repeatedly that Obama is not to blame for rising gas prices. At PolitiFact Virginia, we examined a similar claim made by George Allen, a Republican now running for the U.S. Senate, who said the price of filling a gas tank has risen nearly $30 since Obama took office. Now, we rated that mostly true because Allen's numbers are right, but he wrongly suggests that the president deserves blame for the higher gas costs. Now, the American Energy Alliance ad also says, quote, "Obama opposed exploring for energy in Alaska." Now, PolitiFact National ruled that half true because although the president opposes opening the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge for oil exploration, he has approved plans to allow for expanded drilling in other parts of Alaska. And finally, the American Energy Alliance ad says, quote, Obama's energy secretary said we need to boost gas prices to the levels in Europe. That's $9 a gallon. Now, it is true that Stephen Chu made that comment, but he said it before he was picked to be the energy secretary. Chu backed off his statement at a Senate hearing last month, saying he represents the U.S. government, which wants the price of gas to go down. PolitiFact Georgia examined a nearly identical claim Newt Gingrich made in January and rated it mostly true because Gingrich overstated the cost of gas in Europe. Mm-hmm. We also checked on the price of gas to see if it had hit the $9 a gallon level yet. Now, it has hit that level, but only in several nations in Europe, according to April 2nd fuel price data from the European Union. In most of the two dozen nations in the EU, it has not reached that level, so we still give this a rating of mostly true.
Okay. Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia at the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Thanks a lot, Sean, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, Wayne.